T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Jared Greenberg from NBA on TNT and NBA TV. Jared, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Fellas, thank you very much. Good to be back with you. Good to be involved in a really tight series, which I didn't see coming, this Bucks-Nets series. But all things are good.
And we got to start there because we played a clip last week. And we were talking about this where you are such a pro, man. So bull. When you asked that question to Durant and then he just kind of got annoyed at you, when you were asking a positive question, we had no idea why he got annoyed at you, but I guess it's Durant. And then you just handled, like, most people in the media would have totally panicked when he did that. But you were cool as a cucumber, my friend. That was great. What did you make of that situation there? That was so weird that he got annoyed. I didn't get it.
Yeah, it's weird. You know, it's the whole, I appreciate you guys saying the kind words. It's been it was a whirlwind after that. People taking that thing out of context. But, yeah. You know, I think a couple of things. Number one, and this is what I've learned about covering Kevin, you know, going back to his days in Oklahoma City, is that, you know, he truly just wants to talk about basketball, right? Like, that's his thing. He considers himself a hooper, and that's what he takes pride in. And I think sometimes, I don't know if he gets defensive, but, you know, he was kind of ready, I think, for me to go a different direction. And then I think he loosened up and recognized that I was actually paying him, you know, a huge compliment that, you know, you're coming back from an injury that most people don't come back from. And, you know, right now you might be the best player in the league. But then the other thing, you know, and just, I don't know how many of your listeners care about this. I'm sure you two guys care about this type of stuff, just kind of inside baseball stuff. When you're working the front end of a doubleheader on national TV on the NBA, whether it's ESPN or like I do for TNT, it's a freaking fire drill getting off the air because you got to get to your next game. And the things that people don't recognize that are going on in those moments, you got a producer screaming in your ear. You got a director telling you to move. You've got, you know, waiting for Kevin to get there because he's talking to French Montana and his mom. You know, you've got to worry about what time tip-off is for the next game that you're getting to. So you don't really know how many questions you're getting with these guys until they're answering the question. So, like, they're answering your first question, and the producer goes, all right, time for one more. And then his second answer was so short, the producer goes, instead of going, toss back to Marv to end the game, to end the broadcast. Right. He goes, no, ask one more, because we had time to fill. So it's just an absolute fire drill, and it's fun to do. I get a thrill out of it, and you know, I appreciate your kind words, but it is what it is.
Yeah, no doubt. It's just funny. You know, and I try to think of it from the player's perspective, because in the media, you get this, I'm sure. Certainly Dustin and I get this. You know, people say bad things about us, and so I understand being a little sensitive, and you know, some of it he's brought on himself over the years, but there are people that probably say really nasty things to him, and I get being a little defensive, but it's unfortunate that sometimes players think the media is the enemy, when I believe 99% of the media is not. Nobody's looking to be the bad guy in most cases.
No. And the thing that I have tried to really be an advocate for when we talk about professional athletes, especially the guys who make a lot of money, I think they kind of get dehumanized a little bit. You know, we forget that athletes and people in professional sports are human, and they have a job to do. It's on a much different scale, much different profile than most people working their 9-to-5 or driving a truck or whatever. But at the same time, as I'm an advocate for them, for people to understand that they're human beings, they need to be treated with respect. I think athletes also need to understand that we have a job too, right? And it's all part of an ecosystem that feeds into how we're all putting food on the table and paying our mortgages, right? Like, you know, my company has put me there to do a job, right? I'm not just there because I am a fan, but I'm there as much as Kevin Durant was there to do a job that day. So was I.
Jared, let's talk about this Nets-Bucks series now that's tied up two games apiece. No Kyrie Irving, maybe. Well, I shouldn't say no Kyrie Irving. We don't know for sure tomorrow night. But somehow the Nets are still favored to win the NBA title, but they're underdogs in the series. Explain that to me.
Oh, wow. Dustin, you're breaking news to me. I didn't realize that. I should have looked into what Vegas has a little more. Yeah, I mean,
isn't that wild?
Yeah, I just think, you know, I would imagine it has something to do with, you know, just how every team literally has some sort of injury concern right now, right? I mean, think about it. Even the Suns, who, you know, just cruised through their semifinal round, you still wonder how healthy Chris Paul is going to be, even though they're now going to get about a week off. You got the Embiid situation. Yeah, I mean, we're going to find out, I would assume, next hour here. We're waiting for the Nets to speak, I believe, next hour.
Okay.
Steve Nash will probably give us an update. I would imagine on both Kyrie and Harden, I would imagine more likely we'll definitely find out about Kyrie, and maybe they'll push off Harden's decision until tomorrow. But yeah, it's wild, man, that we talk about this. And I've been, you know, I've been tweeting this out a lot, and maybe I came on with you guys midseason and talked about this. Listen, what happened yesterday to Kyrie, totally a freak injury. No one's fault. Absolutely. I'm not blaming Giannis. I'm not blaming Kyrie. No one's fault. But what has me scratching my head, and it's had me scratching my head all year, is why people were of the belief that all of these teams who went, you know, five consecutive months where they couldn't put a full roster on the court and had all these chemistry and all these injury issues or COVID issues or whatever it is, all of a sudden when the playoffs happened or started, people were going to snap their fingers and all of a sudden the injuries were going to stop. Like, it's not, there's not this magic, you know, threshold that you cross over into in the playoffs where all of a sudden you just become healthy. And I think the Nets are kind of paying for the issues they had the regular season carrying over into the postseason.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, in the NBA, you traditionally, the teams that have the most superstars win the championship. But this might be a different year in where having the good depth might actually be, you know, the Nets obviously have more depth than the Lakers, but the Lakers didn't have any depth. And they got killed by injuries. And the Nets have better depth than the Lakers. But some of these other teams are a little more well-balanced. And that might be to their benefit in this unusual injury plagued, as you say, season, Jared.
Yeah. Well, listen, we knew, you know, coming into this year that last year in the bubble was weird. And this year coming in was going to be weird no matter what happened. And I think, you know, we'll look back on this in years to come that teams had to work harder. And then I think, you know, we'll try and evaluate. It's almost interesting. You know, like, I feel really bad, and this is such a random thought, but I feel really bad for the Raptors of a couple of years ago because, you know, it's almost like we don't value a championship for a team unless they, in this day and age, win two in a row or two out of three or three out of five or something like that, right? It's almost like, one, okay, whatever. And so I just wonder how we'll look back on these years with the Lakers doing what they did. You know, if they can't bounce back next year and get LeBron some more help, and, you know, how does LeBron hold up? And then whoever wins the championship this year, are we going to base them on what they did, what they do the following year? It's all messed up now because of what's going on, and obviously a situation that we all hope we never have to have again.
Hey, let's look at this Clipper series here for a minute because Paul George was absolutely fantastic this weekend. If he plays like that, that's a title contender right there, don't you think?
But here, Dustin, here's the issue with that. Like, he's done that before, and I'm not trying to downplay what he did the other night, but the issue with Paul George and the Clippers is consistency. The reason why they're in this spot right now is because they haven't been able to, over the course of, you know, three games or 3 weeks or, you know, 2 months, been able to play this way. You know, there was a reason why they weren't the top two, one of the top two seeds, which they very easily could have been based on talent alone in the West. And again, you know, I've been fooled a lot by this team. I swore up and down, you know, going back to the whole gambling thing. I told a lot of people who you know, like to put money down places, you know, they were asking me last year who I thought, and before the stoppage, I said, with conviction it would be the Clippers. Like, mm-hmm. I had no hesitation that they were going to win a championship last year, and then everything just fell apart for them. So, you know, they're a team that I'm not going to celebrate what they did the other night too much until I watch what they do tonight.
We're talking with Jared Greenberg, NBA on TNT, NBA TV. Jared, what is this rumor we're hearing about you stealing Charles Barkley's bathroom seat?
Well, you guys know Major Goolsby's in Milwaukee?
Yes.
So one of the things they do with Major Goolsby's, the bar, you know, used to be right outside of the old Bradley Center. It's now right outside of Pfizer Forum. So one of the things they do for their, I guess, loyal customers is they put a gold plate with your name on the back of the chair.
Right.
And so yesterday after game four, and we had some excitement with getting evacuated out of the building, and I had to do some live reports outside, and then I had to file reports back inside. I needed a cold one, fellas, after the game.
Yeah.
So went into Major Goolsby, sat down, and we're talking to the guys, and like, you guys know, you know, we have a chair here that's Charles. Anytime he wants it, he can come and sit in it. So I said, where is it? And the guy just pointed down the hall, so I kept walking and walking and walking, and then I eventually wound up in the men's room, and Charles' chair is in front of the urinal. So, you know, it's good. It's the perfect seat in the house for Charles.
We're talking with Jared Greenberg, NBA on TNT and NBA TV. Jared, let's talk about the Hawks and Sixers. It feels like the Sixers have been building to this point for so many years, and I feel like they've become kind of a team that nobody talks about. And they lost the first game to Atlanta. Now they won two in a row, and tonight on TNT have a chance to go up 3-1. If the Nets are not healthy, do the Sixers or the Bucks become the favorite in the East?
Well, the question is, how's Embiid's knee? You know, and he's listed as questionable going into every game. And, you know, I'm going to assume he's going to play tonight, but, you know, with him, you never know what's going to happen. But obviously he's been dominant, and when he plays you know, I just feel with them that the thing that makes them so super dangerous, and I think people who were thinking about picking the Hawks are learning this the hard way, is that what they have on the perimeter defensively is just so dangerous. You know, Ben Simmons, for all the crap he gets, and listen, I'm at the front of the line for criticizing his offensive game. There's no question. But what he's able to do on the defensive side of the ball is remarkable. They lose Danny Green. He's a guy. But then Matisse Thybulle, man, if you haven't seen him yet, he might be, you know, he might be the next Kawhi Leonard just on the defensive side of the ball. He obviously has a long way to go offensively. But, like, he may be that guy we're talking about for years to come as, you know, a Tony Allen type that just makes his bones and makes a lot of money over the course of his NBA career as a stopper on the defensive side. But, yeah, I mean, if Embiid's going to play all these games, I don't see how anybody stops them because, you know, the Nets don't have an answer inside. I know the Bucks have Brooke Lopez and Bobby Portis, but I don't see how they really contain Embiid. So, yeah, I mean, I would say Philadelphia becomes the favorite if the Nets can't get Harden or Kyrie back, I would say.
Jared, last thing for me. Nikola Jokic gets ejected last night in the game. Controversial call. Was it the right call?
So, while I'm watching it in real time, I hated the call, didn't like it. And then, you know, typically you hear post-game press conferences of the guy who gets thrown out, and then you side with him, and you either change your mind or you double down because he sells you a job. But he made me change my mind because of what he said in terms of, I tried to change the game, Jokic did. He said, I tried to just commit a hard foul. So, you know, the getting in the weeds a little bit of the rule book here, you're not, the referee's job is never to determine intent. They just don't want to give that role to the on-court referees. But when you swing an extremity, your arms, your legs, and it hits someone's above the shoulder, you're responsible for that. So I understand why the refs made that call. I just wish there could have been a happy medium there. If you needed to make that call, make it a flagrant one. You know, and then again, you know, if the player would have gotten hurt, you know, maybe
could have broke his nose. Go, I mean, it was
right.
The way he swung, could have broke his nose,
but he didn't. You know, if he did,
Nobody's going watching NBA games to see the MVP get kicked out of the game in the first quarter. So
it was the third quarter.
You know, the league's got to straighten that out. Yeah. Bird and Magic wouldn't have been kicked out for, well, neither would LeBron, but anyway.
Right.
Jared, great stuff as always, man. We appreciate the time. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, guys.
You got it. Jared Greenberg does a great job. TNT, NBA TV.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.